You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Salutations, my sensual scorpions of scientific searching group of super friends. This is Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. Today's show is episode 155. I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your clan of classy comrades conquering a cornucopia of conundrums.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
I wanted to be a sensual scorpion.
A sensual scorpion.
Yeah. No, they are the sensual scorpion.
Yeah, we can only aspire to be sensual.
Yeah, right.
Thank you to Marlon and Austin for your alliterations.
Sensual is a great word for making people uncomfortable,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you go up to anyone and just say of yourself in any tone of voice, like, I would consider myself very sensual.
Yeah.
Because they're sexy.
Right.
And there's, like, emotional.
Yeah.
And then this, yeah.
Sensual.
Sensual.
Right, right. It conjures up images of, like, eating strawberries in a bathtub.
It makes it sound like you want to give someone a massage. Next thing you're going to say.
Yeah. Like, right. Oily. Yeah. Like,
yeah. It's a hot oil massage.
You look tense. Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Okay. We're done. Okay. Colin, you have a special news.
Oh, I did. I don't know if you guys saw this. I came across this in the Atlantic, the upcoming issue. They published an excerpt from a book that was just released called Lists of Note, an Eclectic Collection Deserving of a Wider Audience. Compiled by Sean Usher. What this list is a list from notebook that Charles Dickens kept for about 10 years from the mid-1850s to the mid-1860s.
Just a personal notebook?
This was a personal notebook, and like a lot of writers, you know, he just had a notebook of ideas. And
sure.
Specifically, this was a list of names for boys and girls.
Okay.
So these are names that Dickens did not use or did not get around to using. I will just give you a sample of some of my favorites from this list. These could not be more Dickensian. Yes.
Okay.
These are some boys' names. Jonathan Notwell, Philip Browndress, Henry Ghost, George Muzzle. That's such a Dickensian name.
Little old George Muzzle.
Little George Muzzle. This is my favorite, though.
His father is a baker.
Yeah, right, yes.
Wow.
These are some of the girls' names, which are, again, equally dire. Sarah Goldsacks. Matilda Rainbird, Sophia Doomsday.
It's like the last name is like two nouns.
Yes.
You know, like Doomsday, brown dress, or not two nouns, but you know.
Verity Mockyard.
Verity Mockyard.
Verity Mockyard. So apparently more to be found in the book Lists of Note.
Those are good goth names. Like, you know what? A lot of ladies keep lists of names for future children. I'm not saying I do, but I'm saying people do.
I'm not saying I do.
I'm saying people do.
Right. Little Verity.
Check, out Pinterest.
There's a little folded piece of paper in Dana's pocket right now that's like, Charity Rust Bottom.
That's really good.
That is good.
Are you Charles Dickens?
I want to have a street urchin. a scrappy orphan.
Yep. So I'm guessing that some Good Job Brain fans may go to Comic-Con International San Diego, which is coming up.
SDCC!
Yes. And so I actually have a fun announcement. Viz Media, the publisher of Japanese manga and animation, is actually having me out there to host their panel about The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. That's the classic Super Nintendo Zelda game. And actually, they just republished, after many years, a wonderful manga, a version of Link to the Past. And so we're going to do a panel about the history of Zelda games and the production of the comic. The editor of the comic is going to be there.
Are you going to have trivia?
Maybe we'll have some trivia. You know me so well. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it'll be a fun time. So if you're at San Diego Comic-Con, Saturday, July 11th at 1:30.
And you can catch Chris there.
Catch him.
Catch him.
Please.
Catch them all.
Please. Please let me go. Catch and release.
Bring your net.
Pokeball. Bring your biggest Pokeball.
You can tag his ear, but, release him, please, back out into the wild.
Right.
All right. We had a mini episode last week. In that mini episode, I made a music challenge, which is like our normal music quiz. And but there is like a theme, but the theme is like not just our usual theme. There's something more to it. And I wanted an answer that is the location. So that was our puzzle. I had five songs. And Chris, you solved it.
I got it in one.
Yeah, you did.
I got it.
He emailed
one.
Me.
I know, obviously, you can't know that you got it in one. But the way that I knew that I had it in one is I listened to the first one, and I knew the artists, and I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I did a quiz that was all Batman villains? and then the next song, because the first song was Enigma, Return to Innocence, and of course we know that the Riddler is Enigma, right? And then the next song is Earth Angel, and I'm like, okay, well, what's Earth Angel? So of course I should figure out the artist, and it's the Penguins, and I'm like,
yes, the five songs, and you know, everybody was, you know, free to use Shazam or SoundHound or, you know, Google stuff. First one was Return to Innocence by Enigma. And then Earth Angel by The Penguins. The third song was from the motion film Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the talkie.
The talkies.
Now in color.
And it was If I Only Had a Brain by,
sung by the character.
The Scarecrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we had the song title was Harley, sung by Johnny Cash. And then we have The Joker, sung by Steve Miller Band. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there we have Enigma.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Edward.
Edward Enigma.
Yeah.
A.K.A. The Riddler. And then Penguin, whose full name is
Cobblepot.
Like cobblestone.
Cobblestone.
Right? But cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
Okay.
Yeah. Dickensian kind of name.
It is. And then Scarecrow, Jonathan Crane.
That sounds plausible.
Sure.
No, it is. Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the Joker. And whose those are is? All whose name is we don't know. There's different
yeah,
versions.
Yeah, there's no canon.
There's no
version,
canon
right, yeah.
origin story
right.
or
right,
real
right.
person.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you will see.
Jack Napier.
Yeah.
Right. But that was from the 1980s Tim Burton Batman film, right? Yep. Like, and that's and only from there. Yeah.
So that's the kind of creepy thing about Joker is you don't know how he came to be.
That is one of the creepy things about him, indeed.
Yeah.
Right. Also the thing where he murders people in elaborate ways.
Yeah. And Carr smiles on them.
Right.
So the location is where?
So the location is I was looking a little bit more specifically.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Really?
We were looking for
Arkham Asylum.
I was looking for Arkham Asylum.
Oh.
But of course, Gotham City is fine.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because like, where's a place where you can find all of them? And I was like, well, yeah, Gotham City.
But sometimes they're in Arkham Asylum, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, someone can. Some person can argue, well, when so-and-so were in Arkham Asylum, this other person wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on the comics, on any given day, the odds are actually pretty low that they're all going to be there. At least one of them is going to be escaped.
Or something.
Yeah.
And special shout-out to Jacob Birch, who was the first person to write in. He actually said, I sure hope you're looking for Gotham City or Arkham. I suppose if you wanted to be very specific.
I feel like Gotham City is the best answer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because it was
I don't think
answer.
There's anything specific leading us specifically to Arkham Asylum.
Because they're all villains.
So,
but
sometimes
I mean,
they're there and sometimes they're not. Gotham is the thing that binds them together all the time because they have no ambition to like do anything in the outside world.
They don't. Batman Town.
Batmanville. And also another shout out for our second place, Jen Mugford, who also said Gotham City. And she says, please, please say I've won a Canadian fan living in Qatar.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow. It's really hot. Don't melt. It's hot there. So thanks, guys. And thanks to the 70 to 80 emails I got. Awesome job, you guys. So I just flew back this morning from Las Vegas. I was at my friend's bachelorette party. I mean, other than I have to be at this bachelorette party, I had one mission in Vegas. I was staying at the Cosmopolitan, which is in the Las Vegas city center, with
you
Aria and Vidara.
Went to find The death ray.
I did. Yes? I tried. So, I mean, after our, it was Let There Be Light, when you talked about the design of the Vidara and how because of the mirrored curved surfaces, there's one point by the swimming pool where all the sunlight reflects and focuses and would melt things, set people's hair
singe
on fire.
Hair.
Yeah.
So, I bought an egg. And I was gonna, what?
Gonna see if you could,
I was gonna see if I can fry it.
Like,
so I bought like a carton, like a six. I can't just buy one.
Right.
Vegas grocery store. I kind of was asking the customers. I was like, oh, where's where's the pool? And wanted to make sure that was the right place.
Yeah.
So I was like, so the sun issue fixed, just so I can
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, it is fixed.
Aww.
And I was like, oh,
well, good.
How did they fix it?
Aluminum panels. And things to diffuse.
So it's a little more diffuse. It's not.
So that's how they how they fixed the building in London too.
The fins.
Yeah.
So did you just go throw the eggs at people then?
No, I just left. I was like, but the thing is, it was still very hot. Like it's it's hot normally. I cannot
Did you go into the pool area to see?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Also, because I was not a guest of that hotel.
Also true.
So I had to kind of wait for someone to. So it was not a very
with
not...
your eggs.
There's an infiltration.
What'd you do with the eggs?
I threw it away.
Oh, okay.
What am I gonna do with raw eggs in Vegas?
I don't know. Make some breakfast. It seemed like a liability issue if it was setting people's hair on fire.
I know.
It didn't seem like a thing.
Well, again, I thought the last thing that I had read about it was umbrellas.
More umbrellas.
Umbrellas. Yeah. Umbrellas and foliage. But I guess they took a little further than that.
They're just like,
because that's like a Band-Aid. That's a temporary solution.
Yeah. Right on.
So, sad to report, Cosmic Death Ray... Not there anymore.
I appreciate your efforts in the name of science.
Yeah. Though. Oh no, yeah. I was since Chris talked about it on the show, I was like, I'm gonna go see this. But okay, without further ado, let's do some trivia. Let's jump into our first general trivia segment. Pop quiz, hotshot. Here I have a new batch of categories or different trivia pursuit.
They're going into the randomizer?
Yep.
Well, you can't look at them.
Well, no. Let me just tell you what...
Oh,
what categories.
Not categories, but which version of the games did these come from.
Yeah.
And of course, usually for this segment, I pick a random Trivial Pursuit card from our 13 pounds of random Trivial Pursuit cards.
And decreasing.
Box.
Decreasing. Yeah.
So we have Trivia Pursuit Entertainment Singles.
What does that really mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, can we just do that instead?
Trivial Pursuit Genus 4, 90s Trivial Pursuit.
Which we always get.
Trivia Pursuit Pop 2 Culture. No, Pop Culture 2.
Okay.
Just a badly designed logo.
Sure.
Television Trivia Game that is not Trivia Pursuit.
Oh.
It's its own brand.
Boo.
Depends on what year. Yeah.
And Forte.
What?
Which looks like a Trivia Pursuit card, but is not.
I think it's just extra Trivia Pursuit.
No, I don't
want to
reward them. Yeah, they have the same colors. Yeah. Oh my god, you're right.
Well, look, guys. I mean, it's it's random.
See what we get.
It's hard. It's hard for you. It's hard for me. It's hard for everybody.
All right.
And here I have Trivia Pursuit Pop Culture 2.
Let's do it.
Pop the culture.
We're gonna pop to it.
Pop some culture. All right, you guys have your barnyard buzzers.
Yes.
Here we go. Blue Wedge for TV. What MTV series has a theme song that asks, "So you wanna be a playa, but your wheels ain't fly?" Everybody.
Pimp My Ride.
Correct. Pink Wedge for fad. Hmm. What 1978 high-protein diet asked adherents to subsist on 700 calories a day?
Whoa.
I mean...
1978 high-protein diet.
Was that the original Atkins?
Incorrect.
No.
I've actually never heard this one.
What is it?
It is the Scarsdale diet.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
I don't know.
What do you
eat? Be able to...
Apparently high-protein.
700 calories a day, that's like...
Something very specific.
You'd lose
five
weight.
Five eggs.
You would lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And wasn't there like the Scarsdale Diet murders? Wasn't that a thing?
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
I think that was the diet related to the Scarsdale Diet murders.
Well, I mean,
has it made you cray-cray?
Yes. No.
Oh, like the Twinkie defense?
No. It was like some behind the scenes intrigue.
Oh,
killer of Scarsdale Diet doctor.
Yeah.
Eesh. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Weird. Yeah. Look that up. Later.
Didn't mean to veer yeah. that into no, murder.
Kinda, yeah. Murder, it's a murder town. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Yellow wedge for Buzz. What inveterate smoocher gave himself a squirt of Banaka on stage at the 2004 Oscars just before announcing the Best Actress winner?
Oh.
Inveterate smoocher.
Dana.
Is this Adrian Brody?
Correct. It's Adrian Brody.
Huh.
Wow.
Because the
he kissed
year,
Halle Berry.
Yeah, the year previous, when he won, he kissed Halle Berry.
Wow.
Yeah.
The year that
yeah.
he won.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Purple for music. What classic AC/DC album opens with the tolling of Hell's Bells? We had this at trivia
yeah.
before.
Really?
We actually had this at pub trivia before.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it. Back in Black.
Correct.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, great. When in doubt, go yeah. with the, yeah. the popular.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Green wedge for a movie. What film gave John Candy the line, "I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. Everybody. Yeah.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Bartholomew.
Oh, his full name is Bartholomew.
Your full name.
Yes, Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
last question. S&G. Sports and gambling? Maybe. Okay. Who knows?
sports and gaming.
Games.
Oh,
gaming?
Sports
games. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured sports and gambling kind of.
Right.
One Nation's rhythmic gymnastics team was accused of hiring 15 psychics to put a hex on the Ukrainian squad in 2004.
Wow.
What
nation?
Dana.
Is this Romania?
No. Colin.
Russia. Russian Federation.
First of all, how would that leak out? Secondly, who cares? Thirdly,
why do you need so many psychics?
Because
one per person,
really
one per team.
You don't know which one works.
Right.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Wow. Have you ever tried to put a hex on someone? You can't cheap
hit
out.
Or miss.
Fair enough.
You gotta get all the psychics.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
These are some good scandals.
Yeah, these are all like, I'm gonna look this up later.
That's some good beef right there. Yeah.
All right. And today's episode, of course, is episode number 155, and every fifth episode, usually we have a topic or a theme, and we do segments and quizzes about surrounding that theme. But for every fifth episode, we have a free-for-all, a quiz free-for-all, to stump each other and stump you guys, listeners. So today, get ready for All Quiz Bonanza number 31.
Wow.
All right, All Quiz Bonanza. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Here's a quiz about birds.
Mm.
Birds.
Birds
are great.
So serious.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Putting this quiz together, I will tell you I learned nothing about birds. Absolutely nothing. Mostly because it's more of a puzzle. It's actually more of a word game. It's more about hidden birds.
Mm.
I have hidden birds on your person, and you have to find them before the birds explode.
Oh, no.
It's going to be rough. No, what I've actually done is I've written a variety of sentences, and then in those sentences, probably between words, maybe at the end of one word leading into the beginning of another word, we will find the names of birds. So you will be looking for the names of birds in these sentences.
What actually is the name of study of birds?
Ornithology.
Ornithology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have not hidden the word ornithology in any of these.
Okay. That's a challenge.
Okay. You should do very well at this quiz.
Okay. Uh-oh. Pressure.
Oh, those are not words of encouragement. That's your first
sentence.
Wow.
Say it again.
You should do very well at this quiz. Colin.
Dove.
Oh, okay.
Colin got on it before everybody else. He's like, I think this is it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with rushing through this quiz. Oh, that's your second sentence.
Is that a thrush?
It is a thrush.
Okay. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with rushing through this quiz.
Okay.
Just remember, as Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday, life is a game of inches. it was kind of everybody-ish, but Dana?
Finches.
Finch. Or finches. Finch, mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, all the stuff at the beginning is such red herring.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, okay. I promise all the rest of these are straightforward. Okay. Then I promise that that was not a sentence.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The mountain climber thought, if I can rappel, I can get down. Karen. Yeah.
Pelican.
Pelican.
Oh,
Pelican.
Nice.
Pelican. If nice. I can rappel, I can get
wow,
down.
Wow, you're nice. Getting good at these. It used to be really obvious which words you know because it's really
super,
out of place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Outside the window lay a cat. Outside the window lay a cat. Colin.
Owl.
Owl.
Yeah.
Owl.
Window lay.
Window yeah. lay.
Owl.
It's a little, yeah. It's a shorter Oof. Word. Yes. Did you see Terry Bradshaw kick the football?
Oh.
Colin's rocking it.
A hawk.
A hawk. Yeah. And the yeah. answer is no, because he's a quarterback. Karen, for this one, I need you to do some post-production on the sentence for me. Is that okay? I need you to add an echoey sound effect.
Oh.
Just do it afterwards. Yeah, okay. But I'm trusting you here. Okay, ready?
Oh, that's not a...
No, just no. That's no. Yeah, no. Oh, okay. I need you to do some post.
I can't trust.
I know. Not gonna be good. I'm like, no, was that it?
Was that it? Was that
like,
it? Okay, no.
Okay.
No, this is. It's coming. It's coming. I just need you to help me out here. Okay. I trust you. Okay. The Adventures of Time Pig. Eons in the future. Karen.
That's really good. Pigeon.
Pigeon. Pigeon.
Wow. Yeah. Time
pig.
Pig.
Eons in the future. Future. Nice.
Oh my God. I want that poster.
The former Hollywood star lingered by the red carpet. Colin.
Starling.
Starling. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was a really sad sentence too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just two more. Dracula's son is named Alucard in a line of video games. Well, yes, Castlevania is the answer to that question, but Dracula's son is named Alucard in a line of video games. Named in... But... Oh, Karen! Oh,
Cardinal.
Cardinal.
Oh.
Cardinal. I thought it was going to be Dracula. So I was like,
oh,
what?
Dracula's
is that Alexa?
Lasso? Yeah. Yeah.
Cardinal. Oh, that's yeah. good. That's good.
And finally... The Celtic music show had fiddlers and pipers galore. The Celtic music show had fiddlers and pipers galore.
Oh.
Dana.
A sandpiper.
A sandpiper.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Well done.
I don't even know what kind of burr that is.
They've got like a little yeah. fluty like kind a... of beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, great job. That's it. That's
oh,
it.
That okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're all like horror like, primed for
oh,
the next
good
one.
Job, Oddjim. Oh.
So as you guys know, our listeners do not, I just got back from a fun trip.
Our listeners do know.
Yeah, did we
I
talk
about it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the mini episode.
Ah.
Calling them a land far away.
I am. I was in two lands far away. I was in Denmark, and I was also in Sweden. So I, of course... have some treats for you guys, which we will enjoy. We'll enjoy at some point later. I have some treats following the footsteps of Dana's awesome Swedish candy experiment.
Oh.
But we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. So first, I'd like to start with a self-reported, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, many, many episodes ago, I was asking about names of countries in their local languages. And it had been communicated to me through some back channels that I did the great people of Sweden a disservice. So the name of Sweden in Swedish, as we would spell it, S-V-E-R-I-G-E, is closest. The best I can do is Sverige. It's a soft. There's no G sound,
yeah.
Right? Sverige. So, with that out of the way, you know, I traveled all the way to Sweden to make sure this was correct.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I'm doing
spared no expense.
Doing the due yeah. diligence here. No, Sweden was lovely and beautiful. Denmark was lovely and
you
beautiful.
You were there for a while, so you were there during the summer solstice.
I was there actually. We left Sweden on Midsummer Day, which I learned is basically the biggest. you know, holiday in the middle of, everything was closing down the day we were leaving. I mean, when we booked this trip, we didn't quite realize, it turned out it was a good day to be leaving Sweden.
Oh, because,
I also learned there that on that day, a lot of Swedish people, especially in where we were in southern Sweden, they go over to Denmark for the day.
For the party!
Yeah, just,
the summer solstice party, we just party on the beach for, and it would be like 3 a.m. and it's super bright outside.
Yeah.
It was, because of where Scandinavia is located, you get a lot of daylight during the summer.
I've never been that far north before, and it was like we went to Tivoli, you know, the famous Tivoli Gardens. Tivoli Gardens, the historic you know, amusement park right in the middle of Copenhagen, and we were there at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and it's still, you know, barely even dusk levels of darkness. It was it was cool.
For Disneyland.
They said prominently, they said like Walt Disney himself visited many times there, they said, and you can sort of see where he sort of got inspiration for a lot of things. From a trivia perspective, one of the things that I made sure to get clear in my head while I was traveling around Scandinavia is the difference between the Scandinavian countries and the Nordic countries. Does anyone want to take a crack here? Anyone feel confident enough? It's not that complicated.
Well, geographically.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's the fact that there's the Scandinavian Peninsula is a big clue there. I'll tell you, there are five Nordic countries. There are five Nordic countries.
And how many Scandinavian?
There are three Scandinavian countries in the traditional background. Yes.
So Scandinavia, Denmark.
Yeah.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Norway.
Right.
Norway is not a Nordic country?
Well, they're all overlap. Nordic countries.
Well, oh,
they overlap.
Oh.
Yes.
The
are like outraged.
Yeah. So that's basically Sweden and Norway, which are the primary occupants of the Scandinavian peninsula, the big chunk of land. And then, you know, Denmark, which sits a little bit below.
Also a peninsula in itself.
It is, yes. The Jutland or Jutland Peninsula.
It's like a little mitt.
Yeah, it is like a little mitt, right. And then the full Nordic countries are including Iceland and Finland as well.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. No Greenland?
And then, you know, things like the Faroe Islands and Greenland and are also administrative regions. But these are the five main countries. These are the Nordic countries.
So plus Finland, plus Iceland.
And, of course, I do have some snack treats for you. Geez. From Denmark. I had one mission in particular. I wanted to find the weirdest, most non-American style of gummy in particular. I wanted to see like what Haribo flavors are popular in Scandinavia.
No, Haribo is German though.
I know, but the fact that they market to different places around the world. I certainly now I should say that I didn't get any of the super salty Turkish pepper, nothing like that. This one is weird enough on its own.
Okay.
Yes, and for new listeners, Dina went to Sweden before and she surprised us, I guess.
Yeah.
With, you know,
ambush.
Yeah.
A special treat.
Where we tried a different local Swedish candy and we had to guess what flavor it was and kind of talk it through. And it was pretty painful.
It was eye opening.
It explodes salt.
It was like licorice.
Salt
grenade. And now, Colin, you're bringing back the revenge of Swedish candy.
Yeah,
or Scandinavian candy.
Yes, the revenge of Scandinavian candy. Yes, these are some Haribo that I found. I'm pretty sure we don't have these in America.
Okay.
I have a guess as to what the flavor is, but I'm not sure.
Oh, so you don't know.
No,
these are my goodness.
Black bananas.
Is it licorice banana?
Now, if you look at them, they look like they're banana-shaped. They're black on one side. On the other side, it almost looks like an overripe banana.
Yeah.
Oh, so it could
be. So maybe overripe bananas?
I'm thinking it's banana and licorice.
I bet it's banana
which
licorice.
Which sounds, be frankly,
gross.
Terrible.
Let's try it.
So let's go try it. Here we go.
So let's eat it.
Here we go. Now, to be fair, though, it does have a picture of a monkey with a bow tie and a top hat on the front, which
monkey.
Makes it seem classy. So here we go.
He's an older, sophisticated
taste. Yes.
A different class.
I think this seems to be aimed at an adult audience rather than kids.
Is
like Haribo for grown-ups. Yeah, I think so.
The overripe banana part
is
just the licorice
bleeding through.
These are medieval leeches.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like a leech. It looks like a leech.
Oh my god. And it has like a little head.
It does.
All right, here we go.
It is leeches.
All right, okay, we're going to actually
cheers.
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 Uh-huh. It's licorice banana. Yeah.
Yeah, licorice banana.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, actually.
Thankfully,
okay. It's sweet.
Thankfully, more banana than licorice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just keep going.
No,
it changes. Yep. It changes it as does. You go.
It's
you're just left with some licorice.
Oh, you're right. They dissolve at two different speeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the licorice is licorice, and the banana is the soft.
Ew. They love licorice in Scandinavia, ma'am. Mm.
Different flavor profile.
It is a different flavor profile. Mm-hmm. If I were a kid, and honestly, I'm tempted to do this right now as well, I would just chew it until the banana wore away and then spit out the rest. Yep.
Or you'd peel it, or you just only teeth out the banana part.
That is really weird. Because now I just have that.
Licorice.
It's just licorice.
Like
I just
did a Jaeger shot against all good advice and all of my best knowledge.
It's good at first because it's really sweet.
Yeah. I thought I was in for something different.
It was very banana-y.
I was like, this is the first licorice I like. And then I was like, nope.
Mm, okay, well, thank you, Haribo.
When the banana is gone,
black
bananas remains.
Okay. Yep.
The old proverb.
Yep. I picked up a salty treat. Now I will admit that the 12-year-old in me bought these just based on the name because it was going to be too fun to pass up a bag of salt screwer candy.
Wait, it's candy.
Is it candy or chips?
Sorry, you're right. Man. They're chips.
It looks like a fusilli pasta.
Yeah.
Oh.
With sunglasses on it because he's cool.
Yeah. They're exactly. They're like a little
salt screwer.
Fusilli.
1980s marketing finally catching up with folks.
These are Kim's salt screwer, possibly screwer, which basically just means salt screws. Yeah, little salt screws. Okay. Yeah.
Screw us, Colin.
And these are largely potato-based. They are formed potato.
They taste like these chips that look like French fries.
Very light Pringle taste to me.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think actually dense. The texture is pretty dense.
Also, not a lot of salt happening in there.
Cultural thing.
Less salt, more screwer.
I did notice that in general, even the potato chips and things I had in both Denmark and Sweden were not quite as salty as American-style chips. Americans, we love salt.
They also get their salt from their candy.
Right. They get 3 grams of aluminum chloride.
You also noted, I think, on Twitter while you were there that Cool Ranch is called, and this is the same thing in Japan, I believe, it's called Cool American.
Yes.
Doritos Cool American.
They don't know what.
Okay.
Karen is now eating the banana leech corn on the cob and just eating the banana part.
Now it really does look like a leech.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that is gross.
Wow. That's a good prank, guys. It looks like it.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah, black banana is definitely the winner.
Yeah, I would say the winner.
Pure weirdness. Yeah.
So lesson learned, a tasty treat, and if you need some leeches for a costume.
I like how we didn't know for sure that it was going to be licorice.
We knew.
It's always licorice. If it's black,
we were hoping and praying for
overripe
something
banana.
That tasted like overripe banana, like banana bread, you know? But
all right, and let's take a quick break. A word from our sponsor.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
All right. So I have a quiz for you guys. It's called How Many? And so you each have a pen and a pad of paper. We'll do closest to rules.
Oh.
You can go over, you can go under, but because it's a numbers kind of guessing game, I think it's more fun if nobody is like completely
$1.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Like somebody wins.
You're not strategizing.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So I'm going to ask you how many X's and Y's or how many things in a something else, and you tell me the answer.
Okay.
Again, you can go over, you can be under, you can be right on the nose. If somebody's right on the nose, they get the point. How many times did Tom Hanks win an Oscar?
Oh, that's a good one.
Colin says two, Karen says three, Chris says three. It was two times.
Oh, I counted Apollo 13.
I was adding an extra for I forget, but it's Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back.
He was on a roll. How many ounces in a cup? My mom let me use her Vitamix, and I had to look this up the other day, and I was like, this is a good thing. This is a life lesson. I should know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Everybody got it. It's eight.
Oh, wow.
I had to Google it.
Oh,
yeah. I guess.
A pint's a pound the world around.
Pint's a pound, 16.
16 ounces in a pound, 1 pound in a pint, 8 ounces in a cup.
Nice.
I guess that does require a whole lot of
naturally. Naturally.
Oh,
it's mnemonic for something.
I don't know.
I need the flower stat.
How many people were on the first U.S. moonwalking expedition? How many people?
On the expedition or on the moon? On the whole?
Let's say on the moon. Let's do on the moon.
Wait.
How many people went on the moon in the first moonwalking expedition?
In the first moonwalking? First successful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apollo 11.
Apollo 11, yep. Colin says two, Karen says three, Chris says three, it was two.
Oh, again!
Yeah.
You Tom Hanks'd us.
Yeah. The third person was in orbit and didn't go on the moon. He was piloting this ship.
He never came down to the lander.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a third person, but
Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
Were the two?
Neil Armstrong
and
Buzz Aldrin.
See, I'm adding the third person just, of the, yeah. the fudge factor, yeah. but it really is just the two you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many Pips and Gladys Knight in the Pips? And I specifically when they recorded Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Are we counting Gladys Knight?
No, she's not a Pip.
Gladys
it's like
Knight
a thumb is a
pips.
Finger kind of thing. Yeah. How many Pips? Okay.
Yeah. She was the Gladys Knight in Gladys Knight in the Pips. There were Pips, though.
Were the Pips dudes or girls? We don't know.
I believe they were all guys, right?
There was a moment where there was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I say specifically at that moment when they were on Motown and they recorded that song.
Okay.
How many of them were there? Colin says three, Karen says five, Chris says two. It was three.
Oh, wow. Man.
I did the reverse Tom Hanks.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. How many muses in Greek mythology?
Oh.
Colin says nine, Karen says eight.
Karen
means nine. All right. Chris says nine.
I meant circle line, not circle circle.
I'll give you the point.
What? I knew that.
I'd be the easy
part. I was reverse Tom Hanks-ing myself. I was like, I don't think they're that.
You're inside your own head, right?
How was
right.
the? Yeah, did you show your work? You can get half points if you showed your work.
Okay. How many Soviet socialist republics in the final decades of the USSR's existence? How many republics were there? And they all became independent ones at the end. So how many of them were there?
Of the current. Day
so oh, no, so the no, reason why because they like yeah. they did all sorts of things but the last like 30 decades that was very stable so how many republics in the USSR
like Czechoslovakia counts as one even mm-hmm. though today it's Czech Republic and Slovakia at the republic that time
okay.
Man wow closest to that's what Colin says 12 Karen says 10 Chris says 18 So we have a funny situation because it's 15. So Colin is three away. Chris is three away. You both get the point.
All right.
Hooray.
Yay.
All right. How many stripes on the most commonly displayed LGBT rainbow flag?
Commonly displayed.
There are three versions of it, but there's one that shows up in most things. Yeah. Colin says 6. Karen says 6. Chris says 6. It's 6.
Yes! Okay.
Good job.
I figured it was Roy G. Biv, but then minus Indigo.
Yeah. Yeah. Indigo and Violet are too close.
Yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Mm-hmm. How many mini hot dogs form the crust of a Pizza Hut hot dog pizza?
Wait, the American, the new one?
The new American
the
Pizza Hut.
In a blanket.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Man. All right. Well, let's see here.
Answer may surprise you.
Degrees in a circle. The radius of a hot dog.
Answer my
This is a small, medium, or large pizza.
I think it's a large.
I think they only come in. I don't think they come in one. Full sizes.
Colin says 32. Karen says 16. And Chris says 60.
60?
So the answer is 28.
Oh!
Colin's the closest with 32.
I think Karen, you and I were thinking the same thing. We're like, start with the number of slices and like how many.
Yes. Yeah. 8. You're like 8 slices.
Wow, 28.
Last question. So Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Mm-hmm. How many gallons is a peck? What is that?
Oh, what is a peck of peppers?
Yeah. How many gallons? I'm assuming they're wet peppers because they're pickled. Like there's a dry unit and a wet unit, so I'm going to go with the wet one. How many gallons?
Gallons of pickles. How much can a human...
Huh, that's a good way to approach it. Maybe. All right. Colin says 8. Karen says 7. Chris says 24. Karen's the closest. It's 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
A peck is 2 gallons?
Yeah.
Huh.
Why not just say 2 gallon?
It's not like a tongue twister. Then.
Right. Yeah.
Peter Piper picked 2 gallons.
A 10 gallon hat would be a 5
a
peck.
A 5 peck hat.
Good job, you guys.
That's weird.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
Half a peck of milk.
Can you pick up a half a peck of milk? Okay. All right. This should be super easy because every answer in this quiz contains the word monster.
Okay.
The word monster.
The word monster.
All right.
Every answer in this quiz contains the word monster.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay.
So it could be like a movie.
Well, so if I were to ask you for what was Bobby Pickett's greatest hit?
Monster Mash.
Right, exactly. That's where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. An offbeat fashion doll franchise created by Mattel.
Oh, what is it called? Yes.
Dana.
Monster High?
Monster High,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Where Frankenstein and Dracula are teenage girls. They all go to high school together.
Yeah.
Teenage girls?
Yeah,
they look a little bit like Bratz dolls. Like they have big
heads
and little bodies.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's kinda... cute.
All right, yeah.
This Capcom video game series has sold over 28 million copies. Karen. Mm-hmm.
Monster Hunter.
That's great. Great work. A little under 300 people can sit on top of this at the same time.
Oh. A little bit?
Around 300 people, around 270-ish people can sit on the top of this at the same time.
Is this the green monster at Fenway Park?
This is the green monster at Fenway Park, which has about 280-ish seats.
What is it?
It's the giant wall / seating section out in left field.
Yeah, so named because it is incredibly tall and painted green, and it's difficult to hit home run balls over it. And also, there's no like audience in the front of it, so the ball can't go into the stand.
It's just a giant wall.
It just bounces off a
big
old wall.
That's a good one.
This is the all-time best-selling Sesame Street book.
The kids
sitting in the car right now know this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Karen.
There's a monster at the end of this book.
Yes, it's called The Monster at the End of This Book. Yes, starring lovable furry old Grover.
I love Grover.
Yeah.
Gravedigger and El Toro Loco, E.G. Gravedigger and El Toro Loco,
E.G. Those wrestlers? Are those...
Oh, yeah.
Those must be monster trucks.
They're monster trucks.
Monster trucks. I'm like, what type of entertainment has it? Outlandishly.
I was like, is that a tag team? I was like, is the monster couple? Trucks.
What I thought it was.
The 2010 Best Pop Vocal Album winner in the Grammys won the 2010 Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album.
Oh.
Wait, the artist name or the album name?
The album name. Oh. This album won the 2010 Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album.
Is that Lady Gaga?
Oh.
Oh,
Monster Ball.
Dana.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Lady Gaga.
Sorry.
Was it Little Monsters?
No. Oh.
What's it called?
It's called... You're going to kick yourselves. It's called that? The Fame Monster.
The Fame Monster.
Yes. 1989 kids movie starring Fred Savage and Howie Mandel.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah. Dana.
Is that Little Monsters?
That is Little Monsters. Yes.
Yeah. That was a good movie. I watched that so many times.
It is a good movie. 2001 film starring Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry. Karen.
Monsters Ball.
That's Monsters Ball. Yes.
She's naked in that one, right?
Oh.
Right. Yes. And Adrian Brody kissed her because of that movie. Like, she won the Oscar for that one.
Bring it all full
circle.
It
all comes back.
Yeah. I like that.
The title of the 9th Godzilla movie, the name of a Detroit rock band that was active in the 70s and 80s in particular.
Kiss.
Title of the 9th Godzilla movie.
Monster and a Detroit rock band?
You probably heard this phrase before at some point, but yeah.
Mothra.
Detroit rock band.
Detroit
monster.
Title of the ninth. Importantly, the American title of the 9th Godzilla movie.
I don't know.
It is Destroy All Monsters.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Destroy All Monsters.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And finally, the last name of the author of The Odd Couple, followed by the last name of the actor who played Marv in Home Alone.
You can spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and get more time to actually play the games you love with the IGN Daily Update podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. You'll hear everything from Comic-Con coverage to the huge Diablo 4 launch. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stern. Daniel Stern. Oh, because there's a Mon Stern.
Mon Stern.
It's Simon Stern.
It is.
Simon.
Neil Simon
and
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern.
Simon Stern. Yes.
You and those word smushes.
Yeah. No, that's just bringing it back. Word smushes.
Smush.
Yeah. And that's that is the monster quiz. Not so named because it is a large quiz, but because it deals with monsters.
Awesome. Okay.
And we're nearing the end of our all quiz bonanza, and I want to, before I throw it to Colin, who has our finale quiz, I want to read this email from our listener, Aaron. And Aaron says, "Hey guys, at our weekly pup trivia in Seattle, our quizmaster had a category of, quote, which is older, A or B? During the entire category, we were thinking, this is just like Brad Pitt or Lasers, which is a segment, a recurring segment on Good Job Brain." And Aaron says, "Sure enough, the last question was, which came first, Brad Pitt or Lasers?"
What?
No.
What?
No.
What? Where is that? We're suing.
That is outright thievery.
That's so cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
that's cool. Honor. Yeah, that's an honor.
You, like, Colin, you made this up.
That's right.
Out of my own little brain.
And so Aaron says, "Obviously, we freaked out. Definitely the highlight of my week. Love and Castorium, Aaron."
That's fantastic. That's
cool.
Fantastic.
I always forget the answer. Which is it, Brad Pitt or Lasers?
Brad Pitt
is older than Lasers.
No, Lasers are Lasers. Lasers, but not by much.
But Lasers, but not by much. Right.
Well, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So that's great. Well, you could not have set me up any better, Karen, because, dear listeners, it is time for the return of
Brad Pitt or Lasers!
So please get your pads and pens ready. And that was a good intro to how this actually works. I will give you a pair of two people, places, buildings, objects, events. You tell me which happened first. If it's a person, I mean when they were born. If it's a landmark, I mean when it opened. You know how this works. Here we go. Which came first? The Volkswagen Beetle or bubblegum? Which?
Bubblegum, not chewing gum.
Yes, not chewing gum. Specifically, yes, thank you. Bubblegum. Chewing gum, very, very old. Bubblegum, not quite as old. Which is first, the Volkswagen Beetle or bubblegum?
Oh, man. Oh.
And answers up. Dana says the Beetle. Chris says bubblegum. Karen says the VW Beetle. The Volkswagen Beetle, or originally called the VW Type 1, first produced in 1938.
Ooh.
Bubblegum invented 1928.
Oh.
So it is bubblegum is in bubblegum is in fact older.
Okay.
Yeah.
An employee, appropriately enough, at the Fleer Chewing Gum Company developed the first formula for commercial bubblegum named, they still make it today,
Bubblicious.
Double bubble.
Yeah,
exactly. Our president of these United States, Barack Obama, has many times talked about how he is a sci-fi fan. He's a sci-fi nerd. So I have a sci-fi related question here. Which came first? Barack Obama or Doctor Who? Was Barack Obama. And of course I mean the original Doctor Who run.
Okay. Oh, this is the original.
The original Barack Obama.
So like we're Obama's birthday.
Yes, Obama's birthday. Or the original air date of the original Doctor Who. And, of course, for all of these comparisons, some of them are going to be fairly close.
This is pretty close. Yeah. When was the Doctor Who 50th anniversary? It was recently.
I would keep that information to yourself. Oh. Maybe you can win.
Yeah, maybe you can. Obama. Yeah, how old is Obama? Old? Good question, Dana.
I know how old Obama is. Oh. I just don't know how old.
Actually, all right.
Wait, no, I do know how old.
There's only two possibilities here. I see. Oh, I love it. I love it when answers change. I love it when answers change. Answers up. Karen says Barack Obama. Chris says Barack Obama. Dana says Barack Obama. You are all correct.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Barack Obama.
56.
Barack Obama born August 4th, 1961.
Oh.
Doctor Who premiered November 23rd, 1963.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was recently the 50th anniversary, I think. And then, well, we know Barack Obama was, what, 47 when he was elected?
Yeah. So just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's older 50, than that. Yeah, a little older. Yeah.
And in somewhat of a sad presidential side note here, so that date that Doctor Who premiered was the day after JFK was assassinated.
Whoa!
And in fact, partly because so much attention was elsewhere, they aired the premiere episode a few days later again, just because some people probably missed it. There were other things on their mind. Yeah, just a very unfortunate little coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is older, Hugh Hefner or sliced bread?
Yeah.
He's old.
He's old.
How old is he? Hugh Hefner, Playboy magazine founder, magnate, or the wonder
magnate,
or sliced bread,
or the technology of
commercially produced.
Like when you go to the store and you buy a thing of sliced bread,
it is already sliced and wrapped when you buy it. Hugh Hefner, sliced bread, which came first?
I think I sent you guys that egg corn. Did we talk about that egg corn on the show?
No.
Oh, I think we love egg corns, which are misheard phrases or misheard words that to the person who's saying them kind of feel they're right. They make a sort of sense. So, I mean, the expression, the best thing since sliced bread, I've heard people say the best thing since life's bread.
Which it makes sense. Yeah, it makes enough sense.
Yeah. Life's very poetic.
Yes. Right, yeah. Right, right, yeah.
Like bread is the
like
the
bread
food
of life.
Of the
yes, exactly. Yes.
It's because the idea that sliced bread didn't exist before a certain time is weird. Like it's a pretty new thing, actually. Yeah.
Right.
Well, how new?
Yeah, good stalling tactics, everybody. Good stalling tactics all the way around. Answers up. Karen says sliced bread. Chris says sliced bread. Dana says Hugh Hefner. Sliced bread, commercial sliced bread, hit the market in 1928.
Oh, no.
Hugh Hefner was born April 9th, 1926.
Oh, wow.
Hugh Hefner is older than sliced bread.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, I had always wondered... So we all said the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how they advertised sliced bread when it came out? They advertised it as...
the greatest thing since the wheel.
The greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. That was the hurdle they had to clear.
Since they added raisins.
I know.
They
like,
right. Yeah.
Well, what's today's tech
since butter?
Bread technology. Gluten-free?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Halle Berry or Doritos?
Great.
Actress, Academy Award winning actress, Halle Berry or triangular taste treat, Doritos chips?
Oh, man. I know how old Halle Berry is, roughly.
Really?
Yes. But I don't know how old Doritos
within the,
are.
Within the Doritos margin of error.
I don't know.
Karen, you may have some knowledge here.
Yeah, I do.
I love how you guys are all keeping it to yourselves.
Doritos was invented, invented.
It was for Disneyland.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It came out of Disneyland. That's right.
Right. So they're a little older, maybe, than you think they are.
Yeah.
But maybe Halle Berry is older than you think she is.
All right, answers up.
Hold on.
Dana says Doritos. Chris says Doritos. Karen says Doritos.
Oh, sorry.
Daisies.
Doritos were introduced 1964 to the public.
Uh-huh.
Halle Berry was born August 14th, 1966.
Yeah!
So Doritos are older.
Yeah.
Doritos is older than Halle Berry.
Yeah. Hefner older than sliced bread.
Hefner older than sliced bread.
Older than sliced bread. Yeah. Yep. You can't take that back either. He can't make up that time. Which came first? The moon landing, the Apollo 11 mission, humans walking on the moon,
Sure.
or Sesame Street?
Ooh.
You know, I'm so bad at U.S. history, I don't even know when the moon landing happened. Like, what year?
You will find out in a matter of seconds. Answers eventually coming up. Karen says the moon landing. Chris says Sesame Street. Dana says Sesame Street. This is very close. This is very close. The Apollo landing, touchdown July 20th, 1969.
Oh,
Sesame Street debuted November 10th, 1969. Later that same year. So moon landing.
Yeah,
moon landing.
Yes, you got it.
You got it right. You win.
All
right.
Wow, same year as moon landing.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on 69.
Woodstock.
1960.
A very modern.
Yeah, a very modern break.
We'll come several decades later for this one. Which came first? The first video on YouTube or World of Warcraft, the video game?
Oh, God.
You guys may individually have these pieces of information.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I know you
two. We're in competition.
Yeah,
All right.
That's the problem is we're competing with you.
Oh, okay. So, first video.
No, I know this.
Okay.
Answers
Chris would know.
I do, for different reasons, yeah.
Chris says World of Warcraft 100%.
Yep.
Dana says World of Warcraft. Karen says World of Warcraft, and then parentheses, 2004. You are correct.
Yep.
It is World of Warcraft first.
Yep.
Yes, World of Warcraft, November 23rd, 2004.
YouTube, I believe, was April of 2005.
You have it right. April 23rd, 2005.
Yeah. It was the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, right? They were trying to get up there.
It was inspired by that. The first video, was a trip of one of the co-founders to the zoo.
To me at the zoo.
Me at the zoo.
It was 2005 when that happened.
2005.
So, yeah. Well, there is also a story that circulates. The origin of YouTube is like, oh, someone had a cat video. One of the founders had like a cat video and didn't know how to share it with other people, and it's like, oh, we should have a video sharing thing. Turns out that's like a fluff story.
Well, that's just, you know, the Pez the Pez thing with eBay, you know. Wife eBay. Collected Pez and
exactly.
She
just makes shoes, it makes for a good story. Pez.
It's a good story. It's always I mean, really, it's like they conceptualize the,
so here's
the
how
the
you remember what's older, YouTube or World of Warcraft. Leroy Jenkins, one of the most famous video memes that came out, YouTube wasn't even available. That video was like, it wasn't even on YouTube. It was like shared in a forum, and it used like, you know, break.com or like some, you know, like E-bombs world or something. So it was like pre-YouTube. That's
right.
What I remember.
Yeah, when they started, YouTube is late. Like, people think it's interesting to think like it's not even, it's only been around for 10 years. I know, I just wrote a story about, or a couple of years ago, like how when they first started talking about the Xbox 360, it was like the video of this event did not go up on YouTube because YouTube did not exist yet.
All right, last one. Here we go. We may need a tiebreaker, but last one. We'll see if this settles it. Which came first, Alice in Wonderland or Levi's Blue Jeans? The wonderful book. Properly, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, or Levi Strauss Blue Jeans.
Cat girl, what are you doing?
Come here, come here. It's okay. What's going on? You just want some attention? Come here.
Okay. Answers up. All right. Dana says Levi's. Chris says Alice in Wonderland. Karen says Blue Jeans, Levi's. Alice in Wonderland was published November 1865. Levi Strauss and his partner Jacob Davis debuted their Blue Jeans 1873. So it is Alice in Wonderland is older. So I think Chris gets the point.
And wins.
Oh, and Chris needed it. Yeah, pulling ahead there on the very last, on the last question.
Wow.
Okay. Well done. All right.
Okay.
Well, good job. Well, thank you for following along. You know, you may find some of these questions turn up at your local pub quiz.
Yeah,
so keep an eye out.
They're listening.
All right, and that is our show. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. I hope you learned a lot of stuff about how many things are in a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which came first, and monsters. You can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, on Spotify, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.